Welcome back here to Audubon Chiz Jones Field. Audubon picks up the opening win here tonight over Exira EHK. Ethan Klucky with us here after the contest. Ethan, you guys set the tone early. You had that touchdown run to start the game. That had to feel good to get off on the right foot.
Yeah, it was exciting. You could see it right at the beginning. I saw the gap. Our line did a great job blocking it. Good linemen up front. They're smart. They made the block. It was a little bit different than we've seen all week. We didn't prepare for the defense we saw tonight. We were expecting things totally different, and they always switch that up on us. So perfect play, and it was really, really good to start that way.
Well, you guys knew coming into the season it was just a little bit different makeup, and you probably felt like yourself and Joel and Gavin all have to kind of step up and do some more offensively. Each one of you contributed well here tonight. You feel like you've got the pieces in the puzzle to get the offense going well?
Yeah, definitely. Me, Joel, and Gavin, we're excited to help lead this team to the same thing we did last year or higher. I mean, we're always expecting big things for this team. We're excited for the teammates we have playing on the field this year, same as last year. The guys we have are smart this year. They give full effort. They're ready to learn. They're ready to listen to our advice. When they make mistakes, when we get on them, they're being mean back to us. They just listen and do what they're supposed to do. And I mean, that's great as a leader to have people who are ready to learn and want to get better.
You guys were able to hit multiple big plays here tonight. What was the key to that, to what was working against them from their defensive perspective?
Burks and I think me, Joel, and Gavin, we saw things on the field that weak spots. We run a formation. We just see it. We're able to exploit it. Wide receivers did a great job blocking tonight, sealing outside, keeping that gap wide if we tried to run outside. And because that gap closes down quick if corners break down on it. So that was really nice to see. And, just basically just seeing what they are running and doing a good job of switching to find their weaknesses on the field, which, as I think we do really good at, is we have smart kids on the field that can go to Burks and tell him what we're seeing rather than him trying to do it everything from the box and talking with coaches. We have kids who are ready to want to make the big plays.
Well, this is the way you wanted to start. It's tough to find any flaws, but what was Coach talking about in the huddle afterwards with you?
He wants us to make sure that we don't get big-headed. 55-0 game, I mean, you feel good about that, but we got a tough schedule ahead of us. Exira, they're a good team, but there's going to be tougher teams ahead for sure, so we got to be ready for that. That was a big thing, is he just didn't want us to get overconfident about what we're having for the rest of the season. We got to work harder, and he especially talked about how we still had that shortened season. We're a big X and O team. We shove a lot of all that in preseason, so we got to be ready to go, and yeah, we just got to – preparation was shortened, so he was just talking about still be ready to prepare. We aren't set with what we had tonight.
All right, thanks a lot, Ethan.
Thank you.
I want to ask you.
All right, we're going to try to track down Coach Burks here for you as well. Here is he is talking to some of his family. Audubon picks up the 55-0 win tonight here over Exira EHK, and they get the win. And we're going to track down Coach Burks. He's got a cohort with him here.
Yeah, I'm not sure she should still be awake, but maybe she'll sleep in tomorrow now.
Well, she got to see a good game tonight. 55-0. You guys started off early. Ethan Klucky kind of set the tone there with that early touchdown run. You guys didn't look back.
Yeah, I was really impressed with the execution tonight. You know, we ran some different formations than we've ever run. We put a lot of different things in over the summer and then fall camp. So, you know, we came out in a formation they probably didn't see on film, so you kind of catch them by surprise that first time. It wasn't a trick formation, it's not a formation we had on film, and they didn't line up probably as good as they probably should have lined up, and our kids executed it really well. They came to the sideline and knew exactly what they saw and what they blocked, and really happy to start out that well, and then kept the foot on the gas. You know, the varsity didn't really have to punt. Got out to a continuous clock in the first half, a lot of positives. Now the question is, how much are we going to improve? Because, you know, teams improve week one to week two tremendously. That's the best chance. It's your first chance to get any film out there and first chance for a lot of our guys, you know, because a lot of them are new anyway. So if we can continue to improve and execute that well, we can be a really good team. But it's going to take, you know, a lot of film study and a lot of work because, you know, our Weaver is going to be a really sneaky good team next week.
Well, and you guys did things well in all phases of the game, I thought. You played well offensively, obviously hit a lot of big plays. Defense had some nice turnovers forced for you. And then in the special teams game, you were kicking ball into the end zone, getting touchbacks, and making extra points. So all those things were working.
Yeah, you know, we didn't have squat for blown coverages tonight is what I like the best. We lined up right. We executed. So that against a team like that, that's got a lot of young guys, you know, to give them a first down here and there is not the end of the world. It's a bend but don't break mentality. And yeah, that so to me, the fact that if you allow a big play with them, you're in trouble, especially a team that passes the ball as much as they do. So the fact that we lined up right, we executed. I thought we tackled pretty well, which, you know, I was kind of worried about that. A lot of new guys, you know, breaking in a new linebacker in space, replacing Caden Smith's a big hole to fill, and, you know, replacing all three senior D linemen. I thought our D line played pretty darn well too. So a lot of positive across the board. And yeah, Matt's a nice addition for us in the kickoff department. You know, it's nice to kick touchbacks as much as we can.
Yeah, you guys did really well up front as well, and did some nice things across the board. I guess how's win number one as dad feel?
It feels pretty good, you know. I haven't seen her much last month. It was a little bit, you know, I didn't plan on getting to see her much, and then quarantine hits, and we got more time together than we ever thought we were going to, and appreciate it. And then all of a sudden August hits, and we're both working long days, and, you know, you get home in time to eat supper and put her to bed. So I was glad she was still awake tonight. She won't remember it, but there'll be pictures and documentation of it, and it's always good. I'm always a better mood on the weekend around the family after a win, and especially when we play that well. It's not just any win, you know. It's not a bad team over there. They're young. Yeah. They'll get better as we go. They'll knock some teams off, and that score, I think, if you look back at the end of the year, you're going to be like, wow, you know, that's a score that's impressive. And credit to the kid. They really executed well.
All right. Thanks a lot, Coach.
You bet.